The first day, they were very active with hammers and nails to make their house habitable. But this didn't last for long. No two beings could have been more unsuitable to deal with material problems. Society, not out of tenderness, but because of its strange needs, had taken care of those two men, forbidding them all independent thought and initiative. They could live only on condition that they were machines. And now they were like prisoners liberated after many years, who do not know how to use their freedom. At the end of 2 months, Kyotz would often say, "If it wasn't for my daughter Millie, I wouldn't be here."